Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel according to Mark again and having a look at chapter 13. But before I read that, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for another week and another day, another opportunity to open up your Word. We do pray, Father, that you would give us eyes to behold wonderful things in your word, that we might see Christ and be encouraged by him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mark 13, verse 1 to 8. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains." There's one question that I have been asked many times over the last 2 years. I don't know about you, but many times over the last 2 years, I have been asked, "Do you believe that the end is near? Do you believe that the end is near?" And of course, they've looked at COVID. They've looked at the way that it's played out in our societies from one perspective or another. They've looked at everything that's happened and they've gone, "Well, is Jesus about to return?" Now, that's not a new phenomenon. That's been the case from generation to generation. In fact, there was one period of time in Scottish church history where people wondered if Jesus was about to return, not because things were so bad, but because things were so good. They thought it couldn't get any better than this. Surely Jesus is about to return. And that's the question that the disciples came to Jesus with. They came to Jesus after seeing the temple. You know, they saw this beautiful temple. They saw the beautiful buildings, the beautiful stones. And like all of us, they focused upon exterior things and said, "Wow, look at these amazing buildings. Look at these amazing creations of man." Jesus said to them, "Do you realize they're all going to go?" Now, you and I, living where we are right now, that's not very shocking for us. But for them, that must have been unbelievably shocking. To look around them at this stunning temple and to think to themselves, "There's no way that this would ever go anywhere. Look how permanent it is. Look how impressive it is. Surely this is a place of God's choosing." And yet Jesus says to them, "Not one stone will be left upon another. Not one will not be thrown down." And you can understand the turmoil that must have created within the disciples' hearts. And so privately they sit down with Jesus and just ask him, "When's this going to happen? What will be the sign?" And throughout this chapter, Jesus is going to answer that question, but he's also going to answer another question. You see, there are two questions that get addressed in this passage as you travel through it. One, when will the temple be destroyed? And we'll talk about that. And then two, when will Jesus return? And we'll talk about that too. But firstly, notice what Jesus does. Jesus doesn't answer their question in a sense. He doesn't say to them, "Well, it's going to happen in this date, or it's going to happen in this way." No, he prepares his disciples for living today. And that's a wonderful reminder for you and I. See how he does it. Jesus says to them, "See that no one leads you astray." Verse 5. "Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray." So, firstly, recognize in everything that's coming up, disciples, there are going to be people who are going to pretend to be me. There are going to be people who turn up and say, "I am the Christ." And you must beware. You must be prepared. You must be ready. Why does Jesus say that? They're asking about the temple. Why? Because, as I said, there are those two questions. And as they live waiting for the return of Christ, they will be tempted to hear things and think that maybe Jesus has come back and maybe they've missed out. And you see that in the New Testament writings throughout the letters. But what is Jesus calling them to? He is calling them to faithfully wait for him, and no false Messiah will do. Now, how does a disciple wait for the real Messiah? How does the disciple wait for the real Jesus to return? Well, he does that by knowing him. You see, these false messiahs will turn up and say, "I am he. I am he," and will lead many astray. "They will come in my name." Well, the only way that you can distinguish between a false one and a real one is to know the real one. If you ask bankers about how they get so good at spotting false money is by handling the real thing. In fact, what they do in training people to spot false money is they give them lots and lots of the real stuff to look at so that they get so used to seeing the exact nature of a real $20 note that when a fake $20 note turns up, they can spot it instantly. And that's what it's like for you and I. The only way we're going to be able to spot a false Messiah is if we know the real Savior, if we know Jesus Christ intimately. Think about it in a different way. If you didn't know your wife at all, and a strange woman walked through the door and said, "I'm your wife." Well, if you didn't know your wife, you wouldn't be able to say she wasn't, would you? But because you know your wife so well, or husband, when someone else walks through the door, you don't need to question whether they're your wife or husband, do you? Because you know the real deal. And so it is with Jesus. So the most important thing, as we think about spotting false messiahs, is to know the real Savior. And so Jesus says to us, "Know me. Know me intimately." Because then any time a fake messiah turns up, you'll be able to spot him from a mile away. They'll stand up and say, "I am he." And you'll be able to say, "No, you're not. Because I know Jesus and you're not him." Now, don't be fooled into thinking this isn't happening today. There are lots of men, there are lots of women who are walking around doing this, subtly or not so subtly. There's a guy in South Korea who thinks he's the Messiah. We must be on guard against these people. But then notice what else Jesus says as we live in the now. Jesus says, "When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of birth pains." Okay, what does he say? He says, "Do not be alarmed." Now, you think about the context of everything he's just said in those few verses I just read. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, earthquakes, natural disasters, plagues, COVID, all of this sort of stuff. Jesus says, hey, those things have got to happen. It's part of living in a cursed and fallen world. These things have to happen. But don't be alarmed. Don't be alarmed, because this is but the beginning of the end. In other words, these things will happen and they will go on happening all the time. But don't be alarmed. Isn't that a wonderful word from Jesus? Jesus is so sovereignly in control that he can look at everything that's going on in the world and say to his beloved disciples, you don't need to be alarmed because I'm in control. And so you and I can rest. And so when people have come to me and said to me, is it the end? You know, vaccine passports. Is it the end? COVID. Is it the end, Russia and Ukraine? Is it the end? Earthquakes? I've said to them, you know, Jesus says, many things must happen. And yet it's not the end yet. Don't be alarmed. Trust in him. We don't know when the end will be, but we do know this. We can trust in him and not need to be alarmed or afraid when any of these things happen. You see, out of all the people in the world, we as Christians should be marked as people who are not afraid, people who are not surprised, people who are not alarmed, people who are not caught off guard. But we look at the things of this world and we go, well, Jesus forewarned me. I will rest in him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your love, and we do pray that you would help us to trust you as we walk through all the dilemmas of this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another daily devotion. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.